Ma, before we carry on, I just want to read two messages that we have. The first one, Marana, we ordinary people are listening. The radio is used to sort out all of the fights among the ulama. Each one reaches his own conclusion accordingly. Said times have come upon us. And then we have another message. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for bringing out the truth. However, most people can't handle the truth. Those are the two messages we have. Carry on. We're going to come to the next qualities that a person has and he needs to be careful of. The one is friendly competition, and this goes up against enviness. Now, we know that when it comes to friendly competition, it's positive when a group of people strive together to achieve lofty goals, to see that the success of the minds of the competitors. However, when this comes to envy, that's when it becomes dangerous. What's the difference between the two?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Well, let me first, as an introduction, mention what do we mean by friendly competition and what are the offshoots of friendly competition. Competition is positive when a group of people strive together to achieve lofty goals. You call this ulu'ul himma. And they also wish to see the same success in themselves and among their competitors. This is what we call friendly competition. It involves using the natural competitive drive of a human as a cooperative and mutually beneficial tool. Friendly competition involves using our natural competitive drive, which Allah has given all of us, as a cooperative and mutual beneficial tool to overcome people's tendency to procrastinate, to be lethargic, to be apathetic. And friendly competition encourages one to be dissatisfied with your current state and to exert efforts towards greater and greater achievements. So when there is this friendly competition between friends, between colleagues, between people of the same profession, it encourages us to be dissatisfied with our current state, and it exerts effort towards greater and greater achievements. And it's a healthy means of continuous self-improvement between two or more people. In fact, in this context, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, خِتَامُهُ مِسْكُ وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. The last of it is musk. So, meaning Jannah, so for this, let the competitors compete. وَفِي ذَلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. So, this competition, this friendly competition, is something that Islam encourages. Let the competitors compete with each other. And perhaps the best example of such a friendly competition was between, subhanAllah, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As told by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Umar says, ordered us to give charity, and at that time I possessed some wealth. And I said to myself, today I'm going to outdo Abu Bakr. If ever there was a day to outdo him, this is my chance. And I went with half of my wealth to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, what have you left for your family? And I said, the same amount, meaning half. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, then Abu Bakr came with everything that he had. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, oh Abu Bakr, what have you left for your family? And Abu Bakr said, subhanallah, Allah and his messenger. And Umar says, by Allah, I will never do better than Abu Bakr. So it should be no surprise that two of the greatest companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the first two righteous khalifs, were in a friendly competition with one another. And Islam encourages this. Their competition, and this is crucial, their competition was not based on ill will, was not based on a need to defeat, was not based on the need to humiliate each other. Rather, they understood that in their friendly competition, they were helping to encourage and to push each other to achieve more and more. They probably would not have achieved so much good without there being this warm, friendly competition. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also said, that verily, believers are like a structure, each part strengthening the other. And he interlaced his fingers to illustrate it. This is a hadith of Sahih Bukhari. So seeing friendly competitors achieve their goals also helps to dispel the limiting efforts that we see today. Competitors provide inspiration and they become role models for our own personal success. For this reason, it is recommended to have admiration, al-ghibta, for righteous Muslims of the past and of present. The opposite of that one is envy. I sometimes call this market share. Jealousy or envy, hasad, is a negative feeling. And let's just draw our attention for our listeners that what I said in the beginning of our discussion, that we are talking about the virtuous concepts in contrast with the subtle corrupt concepts. So let's not go for the thorns. Let's focus on the fragrance of the rose. So envy, jealousy, is a negative feeling in the heart. When one learns of another's success or blessings, then there is this desire for the envied person to fail, to be harmed, or to otherwise be deprived of the success or the blessings. This is very much experienced among professionals. You call it professional jealousy. However, and I'm saying this again, I belong to the fraternity. Among us as ulama, and especially in our era, this phenomena is frightening in the way that it is exposed and manifested. The reality is that envy is animosity and hatred when one sees the good state of an envied person.
So, Imam, so how does a person distinguish between the two?
Well, jealousy and envy are very powerful types of emotions. Jealousy and envy are very powerful emotions. They are emotions of malice that are directed against the personal identity of an individual. Jealousy and envy are powerful emotions. Emotions of malice that are directed against the personal identity of an individual, as opposed to hatred directed towards their sins in the abstract. We call this in, you know, sometimes in day-to-day language, play the ball, not the man. Right? So that's exactly what it is. And according to Ibn Uyayna, rahimahumullah, envy was the first sin by which Allah Almighty was disobeyed in the heavens by shaitan. It was also the first sin by which Allah Almighty was disobeyed on earth by the sons of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam when he envied his brother. Key distinctions. How do we, you know, distinguish between the two? Friendly competition can be distinguished from envy by examining their respective effects on the heart of one's overall vision and success. Competition results in admiration, which is a wholesome feeling, whereby one is pleased to see others achieve what one would also like to achieve. And in friendly competition, there is no real defeat in such a competition, even if someone does better than you. Because the purpose is for all competitors to do better than they would by themselves. It will always produce satisfaction regardless of who wins the battle. The vision of success is a win-win scenario, because the objective is the promotion of deen. The objective is the preservation of deen. It's one single object, the service for the cause of Allah. In fact, there's such a beautiful example. Someone said to Qari Tayyab Sahib rahimahumullah once that another institution has been established in Dioban or wherever it was. Subhanallah. Qari Tayyab Sahib responded, if it bothers you, then check your intention. Someone said to him, he was a head of an institution. Someone said to him, another institution is being established or has been established. He responded, if it bothers you, then check your intention. If you are doing something for the sake of Allah, you should be happy. There's more effort of deen that's taking place. But if it's bothering you, then your effort is not for the sake of Allah. Yes, you will find two different approaches, maybe observed or practiced. There may be different feelings or opinions on which method is more appropriate, or different means may be adopted. We may have major conflicting views on approaches. On both sides, there may be scholars reputable who have differing views on the medium or approach. Do we then go to the extent of throwing those who use a different approach or a medium as devious, munafiq, and all the other labels? They have lost their way. They've discarded the way of our seniors. On the other hand, envy, by contrast, is a destructive feeling that provokes a desire to hurt those who are envied. An envious person does not desire for his competitors what he desires for himself, which is self-improvement. Instead, the envious want to see their opponents harmed, humiliated, defeated, and they will use every medium they have at their disposal to do that. Their vision of success involves the downfall of their competitors and what we call an uncompromising zero-sum game. And what do I mean by zero-sum game? I must have the entire cake. And therefore, I also sometimes call it market share.
Well, you know, when it comes to a very distinct distinction is that when they say between envy and jealousy, they say that a person, you know, if you have something, then jealousy will be that I want it. Whatever happens to yours, whatever you have that I want, and it must be taken away from you. And when it comes to envy, as they say that whatever happens to you, that's what you have, what happens to it, that will happen. But we make dua that Allah gives me also. What can Moa say that about the difference between envy and jealousy?
Well, do we have sufficient time? I think we are really close to it. So maybe if we can continue next week from here, inshallah,
Moa, we'll continue again from here. It was a good program, inshallah. We hope to speak to Moa next week again.
Inshallah. Jazakumullahu khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from harboring rancor in our hearts for any individual.
Ameen.
Muslim or not Muslim, alim or not alim, ordinary person or a learned person. The ayah in the Quran, وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And that is the key to Jannah. And therefore we say that in spite of all the differences that we have, I very sincerely say that I hold in high esteem every individual, every Muslim, every alim or non-alim. I hold him in high esteem. I love him for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah save us all from harboring rancor in our hearts, hatred in our hearts, jealousy in our hearts, envy in our hearts for any individual. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It brings to the end today's program. Until we meet again, from myself, from Zahir, and from my engineer, brother Ziyad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.